What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Football finally here, baby. Let's do it. It is an Any Tip on the BetMGM Network on a Thursday. Finally, no more waiting. Thursday night football, Cowboys and Eagles tonight in Philly. We've got a preview headed your way. In 20 minutes, it is more from Philadelphia as we bring in Jack Fritz from WIP Radio in the city of brotherly love. And finally, the Dongster along with our best bets at 8:40. Also, welcome to our audience on Stadium as we stream our final hour. You can do that on the Bally Sports Live app and on ValleySportsLive.com. Also, we are now streaming live on Twitter during our final hour as well. We are locked and loaded, ready for football season. And let's start tonight. Here we go, Chelsea. Cowboys taking on the Eagles. The Eagles laying 8.5 points. Philly, -450 on the money line. Dallas is +350. The total set at 47.5. And this line opened with the Cowboys getting 6.5 points. But as soon as they traded away Micah Parsons, there was some early money movement anyway, and then they traded away Micah Parsons. It feels like that locker room is a mess. So now the Eagles, 8.5 point favorites. Are you going to lay it with Philly? This number just seems way too big to me.
Yeah, yuck. I will not be laying 8.5 the first week of the season in a divisional game because I understand it's very easy to look at these two teams and feel like they are a mile apart. Mm-hmm. But this is betting on the NFL 101. It is the ultimate league of parity, and wilder things have happened, especially in week one of the season. Like, the first week of the season in the NFL is usually a little bit of chaos. So I'm not laying 8.5, but I do think if you think the Eagles are going to win and you think they're going to dominate, you know, the game script, there are other ways to play this when it comes to props. Like, you could even look at a total in this one and think, hey, yeah, if they're going to score a bunch of points and maybe if the Cowboys can at least contribute to the total. Because I will say this, it's always good to consider the other side before you just move full steam ahead and say, oh, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. The Eagles are amazing. Okay, so what's the sabotage factor for this game? I do think that the Cowboys are a team that people forget how dynamic their offense could be, mm-hmm, with Dak Prescott now back under center. I'm not saying he's the best quarterback in the world. I am just saying that now they have George Pickens. CeeDee Lamb is a great number one receiver. That I do think that this Eagles secondary does have some weaknesses, and maybe the Cowboys can at least move the ball down the field. But the point for me and the Cowboys is that I do not believe in their defense. And I, yeah, certainly don't believe their defense can stop this rush attack of the Eagles. Like, the Cowboys were terrible, god-awful against the run last year, and I do think that trend kind of continues, but there are ways to manipulate the props market. Like, if you think the game script is going to be super heavy positive for the Eagles, you can look at Saquon rush props, even though these numbers are absolutely bananas as well. You can look at Jalen Hurts under his passing attempts props. So there are other ways to slice it, but to get back to your question of the original, hey, are you betting on this game when it comes to the spread? The answer is no.
I just feel like, in general, 8.5 points is a monster number in the NFC East in particular. I mean, that's just a monster number. In any divisional game, I mean, if you want to talk about, okay, Rams, Saints, or Niners, Saints, the Saints are probably going to be the worst team in football or something like that. I don't know. You can go any sort of NFC matchup where you've got like a massive mismatch. But when you're talking about division games and you're talking about Eagles, Cowboys, it's still a rivalry. It's still a game where these two sides know each other so very well. And so generally you see shorter numbers. This is a huge number. I think the reason why we're seeing this is A, it's the Micah Parsons thing, is it not? Isn't that where all this line movement came from, or the majority of it? Because you don't just lose a great defender, you lose a generational defender. And that does matter, because we've seen that record when the Steelers play without T.J. Watt. Like, they immediately start losing games, right? So the Cowboys with Micah Parsons, clearly a different defense. And yet, 8.5, you're going through all those key numbers. I mean, you could get a garbage touchdown late by the Cowboys to cover this. I think the real unknown here is what's going on in that locker room. Like, what is the mental state of the Cowboys? Do you know what I mean? So when you don't know, you think, could they go into Philly and completely fall apart? Yeah, it's a real possibility, but I'm not willing to bank on that and lay 8.5. I understand the case for it, but I can't do it in a division game.
Yeah, I think there's other ways to play this. I'm not a huge fan of the total. I think it could probably go either way, because a lot of it just depends on what the Cowboys can do as an offense. And here's the other thing. I think the Eagles offense can be dominant in this one, but when you're running the football, you're running down the clock, and also you're just taking up a bunch of the time of possession, and it just feels like those games, I feel nervous about playing overs at 47.5. Jenks, do you have a feeling on this total?
Man, I keep going back and forth here. I think it might be the over. This is a hard game to handicap, I'm going to be honest. Like, I of course you want to bet it. It's Thursday Night Football, and you know there's going to be a ton of money on this particular game because it's the opener, because it's the NFC East, because it's the Eagles and the Cowboys on a Thursday night. But I think the over might be the play, which is where I would lean. I mean, it's gone back and forth. So it opened at 47.5, went down to 46.5, saw some money on the under, went right back up. So we've seen money on both sides, kind of keeping this number right where it is. I think ultimately, when you don't have Micah Parsons, what does that do to the Dallas defense? It means they are not going to be able to pressure the Eagles, particularly when they decide to pass. And I know the big knock on Jalen Hurts has been, oh, he's not a great thrower of the football, which I think a lot of that is overstated. It probably doesn't matter, because A, the Eagles are going to be able to run. And then B, if they do have to pass with those weapons around him, guess what? Guess who is not going to be on the other side to pressure Jalen Hurts? Micah Parsons, which means more time for Micah Parsons or Jalen Hurts. Because guess what? No player in football pressured the quarterback more over the last four seasons than Micah Parsons. I keep going back to that name, but it's such a major factor here. And then what does that do to the Cowboys? It means they got to play catch up. And they have the weapons to do that, even against a very good Eagles defense. So if you have Dak Prescott throwing the ball around to C.D. Lamb and throwing the ball around to George Pickens and these weapons that he has, then all of a sudden I think we could potentially see a back-and-forth game.
Yeah. I do think it's going to be the Eagles that kind of control the tempo in this one. And so let's get to some bets that I like. All right, so going with the positive game script for the Eagles, I think where you look at first is Saquon Barkley. You say, okay, he's going to be really effective against this terrible run defense. But the problem is these numbers are so high for Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
His rushing prop is 95.5. Here's the thing. If this game gets out of hand, I don't think they're going to be running Saquon Barkley into the ground in the fourth quarter. They're probably going to put in Will Shipley or somebody, you know, to eat up some of the time and get some of those rushing attempts. So I think, you know, the rushing attempts for Saquon Barkley seem a little high at 18.5. The way you play this is you go Jalen Hurts under his passing attempts prop. So I think it's 26.5. I need to double check that. But this is a bet that I made right away, because we saw this last year, especially down the stretch. This is a team that's committed to the run, and Jalen Hurts does not have to do that much through the air. In fact, if you look at the last four games, 21, 20, 28 in that game against Washington, which was a barn burner, 55-23. I do not see the game going this way. So I think either you go under his passing attempts prop or you go under his passing yardage. But that one you might have to sweat a bit, because I wouldn't be shocked if we get a couple big passing yard, completions to some of the big name receivers, Devonta Smith, AJ Brown, some of those chunk plays. So I think attempts is the way to go. Under 26.5 for Jalen Hurts. Probably my favorite bet of the night.
I think the one bet that I do like that I would lean toward is on the Cowboys side, which is George Pickens over 52.5 receiving yards. And this has come down. It was at 54.5 just a couple days ago, and I waited to kind of see what was going to happen. And it's weird. It was juiced to the over, and then all of a sudden this morning was sitting at 52.5. And whenever you bet on a big name like a Saquon, especially Saquon, or a CD Lamb, then you have to really look at the number and really like the number, because everyone is going to be on those big names. Like Saquon is probably, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but if you're talking about rushing props, is anyone getting more money than Saquon? No. So you have to make sure that you really, really like that number, particularly if you're going over. But I like the over for George Pickens, because the focus is going to be on CeeDee Lamb. And if I think the Cowboys are going to be playing from behind here, and I think they are, and I think the over could hit, which I think is a strong possibility, then I think we're going to see Dak Prescott dropping back a lot. And there's more value on a name that is still a name in George Pickens, but a lesser name than CeeDee Lamb. And it's gone down. I'm not always someone who's going to follow the money blindly. So if it ticks down and I like the over, then I like it even more at 52.5.
I think George Pickens is a great candidate for longest reception. Over 21.5. It's just the over at minus 140, but he feels to be like the down the field guy. We saw that in Pittsburgh, and I understand his role has changed a little bit in this offense under Brian Schottenheimer, but still, like, I think that he can break away on one big play. So I think that's a good candidate. I think also you could look at Devonta Smith in that category. He's kind of the down the field guy for the Eagles, and I do have questions about this secondary. And especially, it's just really tough to defend the down the field pass when you have to worry about Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts in the backfield. And speaking of Jalen Hurts, like, I know people love their anytime touchdown bets. Jalen Hurts is scoring a touchdown. Are you kidding me? The tush push? It's minus 150, which I don't love that price for an anytime touchdown, but maybe you pair it with something. If you're making a same game parlay, which obviously it's a primetime game, I'm going to have same game parlays. That is definitely a leg for me. Jalen Hurts to score a touchdown at minus 150.
What do you think the over-under is going to be on mentions of Jerry Jones because of of the nonsense that we've seen, like in training camp with the trade of Micah? Of course, he'll probably be in some sort of box there at the link. I'd set it at, what, 10? Something like that. It's going to be ridiculous. Like, his name is going to be all over the telecast. I'd set it. Where would you set it?
I don't know. It would be a lot. I think I'd go 7.5. Like, yeah. 10's quite a bit. 10.5's quite a bit.
Yeah, that's true. You probably hit the under there. I mean, it's going to be great theater. There's no question about that. I do like the Hurts play at minus 150 for the anytime touchdown. But, man, you're kind of getting right there where, you know, it's getting a little too cost prohibitive. And that's the thing. That's another bet that everyone will be on. Anytime touchdown for Saquon Barkley is minus 185. Although, if you want some plus money, if you think the Eagles can get it done in the air, then you've got A.J. Brown at plus 165, Devontae Smith plus 185. So maybe put a sprinkle on some of those plus money plays. I do think the Hurts one comes home, but it's getting to that point where I don't feel necessarily comfortable with that price.
Yeah. Some other bets I considered. Dak Prescott's passing yardage prop is as high as 250.5 in some shops. That's absolutely unloading the cannon. And I understand it's probably going to be a very negative game script, but, like, I don't know if you play passing yardage props ever. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes people like to throw this in a same game parlay. They're like, oh, well, he definitely gets to at least 225, right? And they play, like, these dumbed down lines. You would be surprised how many times these bets lose, because it's just tough. Some of it is possession, time of possession, and the Eagles are one of the best teams in the NFL at winning the time of possession because they're so good at running the football. It just doesn't give you that much time to be on the field. So 245 is the number over at BetMGM. I think I would lean towards the under. It's plus money at plus 105. I think Dak Prescott is going to sling it a little bit. I don't think they're going to run the ball effectively, because if you want to laugh, look at the yardage props for Javonte Williams. Like, some of these are comical. Like, let's see, 34.5. They're starting running back. His rush prop is 34.5. That's almost embarrassing.
Oh, my God. That's awful. Absolutely awful. God, remember when they signed Zeke Elliott a couple years ago and he'd run for like 8 yards a game trying to recapture the magic? Yeah, that running game is going to be so bad. I will say this. If you're backing the Eagles, I think there's a possibility that the Eagles could just blow the doors off Dallas. I'm not going to bet it because I have no interest in laying 8.5 in a divisional game, but I feel like a lot of bettors are going to. And look, the one thing that we don't know is what is happening internally in Dallas, because it has been a rocky offseason. Mike is gone, and we know for a fact that ruffled a lot of feathers within the locker room. And then you have to go on the road Thursday night when you're already not happy, when you're down defensively, and take on the defending world champions in a very tough environment. Again, way too many points for me to lay, but I can foresee a scenario where Dallas just gets absolutely smacked.
Yeah, I got one more bet for the buzzer. Saquon Barkley, over his longest rush of 19.5. We know Saquon is amazing at breaking off these big runs, and he hit this in 13 games last year, including the whole matchup against the Cowboys in which he rumbled for 166 yards. So I think he breaks off a big one. This was a winning bet for me last year. I think it wins again tonight.
Coming up next on the show, we'll keep it going here as we preview Thursday Night Football, the Eagles and the Cowboys, and we bring in Jack Fritz from WIP Radio in Philly. We're live on Stadium, we're live on Twitter, and we're going to keep it going during our final hour. It is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. It is a Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Thanks for being with us. Coming up on the show, the NFL officially gets underway tonight in Philadelphia. We will preview the game with Jack Fritz from WIP Radio. We touched on it a little bit earlier in the show, but now we know that NFL Red Zone is going to have ads throughout. And of course, people are saying they're not going to watch. Of course, they're going to watch. But it's getting pretty expensive, I will say. You know, before it was, I get nothing but football all day long, no ads, and then it's going to be, you know, Jags score against the Panthers, and then there's a Burger King commercial. It's just not going to be the same. RIP, Red Zone. It's a good run for you, commercial-free.
Yeah, but if you love something, you'll find a way. Like, people love to complain about this, but, like, they will watch the worst game of the weekend and not complain about it. Like, we watch preseason games. That's absolute garbage. This is the same as me complaining about Starbucks raising their prices, where a PSL is $6.45. Am I stopping getting a PSL? No, I'm just going to complain about it and then make my way over to the Starbucks drive-thru one day because I love it that much, so I will find a way.
Also, would you like to add a 50% tip? Sure, I'll do it. It's $20 for this PSL, but it's that time of year. I mean, you're right, and also with the way the news cycle goes, like, it will be, I'm upset, and then I'm over it. Like, people were complaining so much about ESPN because this is actually the NFL's decision. I know ESPN is taking over NFL Network, but it's the NFL that still controls Red Zone and the production. So even Scott Van Pelt got on Twitter and was like, guys, like, stop coming at us, because people didn't fully understand who was making the decision. But it's the NFL. The NFL wants more money, like always.
Yeah, I thought about this for a second, and then I thought about the 15 same game parlays that I have for tonight. So,
well, there you go. Well, let's get to it then. Bring in Jack Fritz, afternoon show host on WIP in Philadelphia, also host of the High Hopes podcast. Jack, good morning to you. Thanks for being with us. Always great to see you here. So let me ask you this. When it comes to your expectations for the Eagles this year, with the exception of maybe a couple guys on the defensive line, this is largely the same team. So is there anything, or what could potentially hold the Eagles back from repeating as world champions? If Jack is here, we saw him for a moment.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, well, he was here and then he was gone, just like the commercial-free Red Zone. I don't know.
Oh,
maybe he's taking a stand against us. I saw him and I'm like, all right, Jack's ready to go. We'll get him to log back in here in a second. But let me ask you,
he went
this.
To go get a PSL.
Yeah, I guess he was like, whoa, that's a good idea. His internet dropped. Okay, he'll be back. He was like, wow, that Starbucks sounds delicious. Maybe I'll grab one of those. I got a long day ahead of me. Philly plays tonight. He's going to be on the radio this afternoon talking Eagles and Cowboys. But when you look at the Eagles, I'm trying to think of what the weakness is for the Eagles. Because when you look at how they performed last year, and then they go to the Super Bowl, and then they dominate the Super Bowl, like, I don't really know what the weakness is on this team. Maybe it's defensively, maybe it's in the secondary, but you almost have to talk yourself into it. There's a reason why they are tied with the Ravens and Bills to win it all. And as I say that, there he is right there. Jack Fritz, logging on. I think he can hear me. He looks fantastic. Jack, good morning.
Oh, man. What a minor freak out with the internet dropping. So my first question before we start this is, what is a PSL? I'm a coffee guy. What is a PSL? I'm so confused.
A pumpkin spice latte. How dare you?
I forgot that it's officially pumpkin spice latte season. See all the memes. Now, at least we're not starting it in August. I'll give you September and October. But if I see PSLs in August, we can't jump the gun too early on PSL season.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. First, yeah. Let me be the first to say Merry Christmas, Jack. Just go ahead and get that out of the way.
I know. It's football. I mean, think about it from our perspective, right? I mean, you guys do this every single day. I do this every single day. Like, it just becomes kind of easier now. We get to just talk about football, and people are way more interested. We made it. And, yeah, I mean, best time of the year, stretch run in baseball, football season starting. We survived the summer. We survived the summer.
Hell yeah. Time to celebrate with a PSL. All right, that's so right. Let's get to this game tonight. A big divisional matchup, of course. Eagles laying 8.5 points against the Cowboys. And I understand that nobody's super high on the Cowboys right now. They just traded away Micah Parsons. It feels like a dumpster fire with what Jerry Jones is doing with that organization. But this is still a divisional matchup. What's the sabotage factor for the Eagles tonight?
Well, I think that the case could be that the Cowboys have heard for 2 weeks that they stink now. Micah Parsons is gone. Like, how are they ever going to win? And, you know, this is a team that, you know, Dak Prescott's had a good career against the Eagles. And, you know, there could be a motivating factor of, hey, let's ruin their banner night. And the Eagles have tried so hard to do the whole, like, we're not even thinking about last year. Did we win the Super Bowl last year? We're not even sure if we won the Super Bowl last year. So they're trying super, super hard. I think it's human nature to maybe have a little bit of a letdown. Now, they're not going out for the banner dropping, I guess. So they're trying to make sure that they can stay as locked in as possible, not get caught up in the pageantry. So, but again, I think it's going to be really hard. I mean, the Eagles in 2018, they came out and I think it was mostly a sarcastic boo, but they did technically get booed heading into halftime against the Falcons back in 2018. So it's not like they came out super, super crisp. But, you know, I think that, you know, the Cowboys trade Parsons, and they've heard for a week and a half that they suck, and why even show up on the field? that can be a big motivating factor for teams, and maybe they catch the Eagles a little sleepy heading into the season.
Jack, I asked this question to Chelsea just before you dropped out, and of course we're glad you're back, but what is the outside of, hey, it's difficult to repeat, and it certainly is in the NFL, we know that, but if you look at a particular area of the team, what would be that area for the Eagles?
Oh, well, I think it's 100%, you know, the secondary and edge rushers.
Okay.
You know, because they lose Josh Sweat. Milton Williams was an interior defensive lineman, but still, he got the highest contract amongst defensive players last year, and he was a rotational piece for this team. So they lost a quality depth guy there, but they're heading into the season with Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt. I love Nolan Smith. He came on last year. He was really good in the postseason. And then Jalix Hunt is really intriguing, but he's a third-round pick from last year that played at – have you ever heard of Houston Baptist? I've never heard of Houston Baptist.
I have.
College. You have? Okay.
I have.
Good. We found one.
Yeah.
We found
There's one. There's always one.
So – and I love him. Like, he's super high energy, but is he – it's not even about him. Is he going to be able to hold up for 18 games as the primary edge rusher? Because behind him, they signed Josh Uche. They signed Aziz Ojulari. They signed this guy from the Browns. It's a bunch of random kind of cast-off types than super great rotational pieces. So edge rush and then corner, they are starting Adoree Jackson tonight. Adoree Jackson stinks. He has stunk for 8 years. He's never been good. And they're starting him on the outside on a team that has Super Bowl aspirations. Now, I don't think he's going to end the season there. I'd be borderline shocked. They traded for a Jacorian Bennett, who I think is eventually going to take that spot. But, you know, all of a sudden you go from Quinyon and Slay last year to Quinyon Mitchell now having to be the number one lockdown guy to having Adoree Jackson or Jacorian Bennett or Keely Ringo opposite of them. And then that's not even mentioning the loss of CJGJ, where, listen, he's a lightning rod type player, but he brought an intensity to this defense that I think they needed, and they're putting a young kid back there who in Sidney Brown, who I think plays a little bit reckless. So defensively is definitely a lot more question marks than last year. And then the other is, like, the schedule's pretty dang tough. There's not really a stretch where they can get right. They have pretty tough opponents on a week-in, week-out basis.
All right, so I'm not going to lie. I have like 15 prop bets that I'm considering for this game, and it's always
Hell
good
yeah.
to have somebody who covers the team very closely, because I feel like you guys know, like, who's going to be the guy tonight. And it's very easy to be like, oh, Saquon Barkley's going to be the guy. But his rushing prop's 95.5, and his rushing attempts prop is 18.5. So I sit here and wonder is, how much are they going to keep riding Saquon if this game gets out of control? Like, how do you play this game from a prop standpoint?
Well, first off, we talk about Christmas. I can't wait to place the first parlay of that first slip that you send in. It's no shot it's going to win, but it's just the hope. It's the hope. So I head into the year, and I felt like they need to be smart about Saquon. You know, he rushed more than anyone in the league last year. Like, I said last night, like, I want to treat Saquon this year like the passenger rather than the driver, you know, and be a complimentary piece, not the piece, because I think that it's not about Saquon this year. It's also about Saquon's career. Like, but in everything that happened in training camp and from the people down there, people we talked to, things that we've seen, it seems like they're just going to use Saquon the way that they used him last year. Like, the guy that we have down there every day is like, he looks better than he did last year in training camp, which is crazy. Wow. And Saquon might just, and I mean, you look at the guy. I mean, the guy's got thighs for days, you know, and he might just be one of these guys that can do it. I think they're going to be smart with him. There's games, obviously, last year, if it's out of reach in the fourth quarter, they're not going to put him out there. But 95 feels super low. It just does. It feels like, you know, I think that is a number that he's going to go over tonight. I mean, it felt like he could sleepwalk to 100 yards last year, even in blowouts. So I would take the over of Saquon tonight.
We're talking with Jack Fritz from WIP Radio in Philadelphia. When you look at the Cowboys, and if you're thinking about maybe fading them this season, like, how do you look at it? I want an outsider perspective. How do you look at the dysfunction from the Cowboys being there in Philly? Because this is one of those things, the trading away of Micah Parsons and Jerry Jones sort of meddling and everything, where, like, the Cowboys have plenty of individual talent, but messing with a team like this in the way that he has for so long can also absolutely tank your season.
Yeah, I mean, from here, it's hilarious. You know, it's just, there's such a difference in how the Eagles are run versus how the Cowboys are run. You know, Jerry is worried about, you know, winning contests against his players and trying to prove that he's the bigger man. Whereas the Eagles are like, hey, we'll just take care of you early. Saquon, you helped us win a Super Bowl last year. Here's $40 million guaranteed. Like, thank you so much. And I just think the cultures are completely different. And the thing that is, I just don't think Jerry cares anymore. Like, I don't think Jerry cares really about winning Super Bowls. And if I was a Cowboys fan and I heard the quote about, hey, when we're in the news, it's good, like, that shows you where his priorities are. And yes, he's a great businessman. They've made, they're the highest valued franchise in the history of sports, like $12 billion. But when the owner says us in the headlines is good news versus actually winning football games, it's like, what are we doing here? And I'm sure that the guys in the locker room, now, hey, maybe they turn into Major League and they just have a cutout of Jerry in the locker room, and they're making him like the target and he's the rallying cry and whatever, and hey, if it works. But at least from afar, you know, there's a part of me, I didn't grow up in the 90s. I didn't grow up in the heyday of Cowboys hate. So for me personally, like, a lot of it has felt manufactured for a majority of my life of, the Cowboys, they suck. If the Eagles only win two games all year, as long as we beat the Cowboys, that's all that matters. So there's a part of me that's like, well, I wish they were a little better to make it more fun, because it's just, it feels a little bit of the Cowboys' juice is gone with how just brutal they seem from afar.
All right, we got 30 seconds. Who's scoring a touchdown for the Eagles tonight? People want to know.
Jahan Dotson. Jahan Dotson.
Ooh. No.
A bit of a,
really?
A bit of a, yeah. No, he's been going off in camp. He's been going off in camp. So, obviously, I'm an oddsman. If it's not plus 400 or more, I'm not betting it. So I think Jahan Dotson, they had a good connection in training camp. A.J. Brown still might have a little bit of a hamstring injury, so maybe he's a decoy. I would take a Jahan Dotson anytime touchdown.
Oh, my God. I got a cackle out of Denton. I was like, no. Well, okay. Well,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Yeah. Man, no, I mean, you guys are Washington elitists. Okay,
we are
a new era. It's a new era.
This is the Jahan Dotson era, just like the De'Ami Brown era is about to start down in Carolina. He's Jack French from WIP Radio in Philly. Thank you, man.
Of course, anytime.
Oh, man, a little bit of everything. Also, Merry Christmas again to Jack. Here we are, September.
Mm.
You know, it's like first day of Christmas, or not first day of Christmas, like Christmas Day, because first day of football.
Hell yeah. And it was nice I got to ask him about some of the legs of my same game parlays. I know it was supposed to be questions for the people, but those questions were for me.
Well, coming up next, you're going to get to get even more bets on the board because Thursday Night Football is upon us. Will the Cowboys and the Eagles make the card? Will some prop bets make the card? Will some baseball bets make the card? We've got that and the Donkritz all coming up next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Stay right there. Thursday. Oh, not just any Thursday, baby. We got Thursday Night Football tonight. Cowboys and the Eagles. We got Bet Sweats coming up next. They'll continue to build on our previews as well and tell you what they expect tonight at the link. So what's going to be the setup tonight? I know normally in your house, Jake controls the remote and it's all golf all the time, but he's also a huge football fan. So is it going to be one big screen, computer screen, phone as well? I think Sammy P posted a picture from over the weekend where it was his setup, and I think I saw four or five screens, and I have to say, it was pretty glorious.
Ah, unfortunately, we have responsibilities in this house. Jake will be working. I will be at Blake's softball practice, so I'll be watching from my phone. So I know that's not the fun answer, but that's our life.
So it's time for the weekly Blake softball update. How's the swing? Has she upped her OPS, her slugging? I know you've been working on her power numbers.
Well, she hasn't had a game yet, so we're still in the practice stage. Her swing is getting better. It's just, I feel like hitting a softball or a baseball is one of the toughest skills to teach, even at a very high level. Like, because I ever watch, you know, some of these major league games, and I say, hey, look, these are some of the best players in the entire world, and they swing and miss. You know, because I think she's kind of grappling with the concept of like, okay, I've swung and missed a lot. This is really hard. So I think that is a skill that we are trying to teach her, that failure is a big part of baseball and softball, but that is not an easy concept to teach.
How are they not hitting off tees? Like, this is actual pitch softball, correct?
It's coach pitch. So what they do is they have three pitches from the coach, and if you don't hit those, you get to hit off a tee. I do think they probably should just be playing T-ball at this point, but that is not my decision. And listen, like, her best friend signed up for this, so she wanted to play with Emmy. So we're doing this league. So I agree with you, but it wasn't my decision.
Isn't Emmy more of a singles hitter? Like, she just likes to get on base and show off her speed, right?
No, Emmy's pretty tall.
Is she?
So she's a pretty big girl. So I don't know. No, I understand the joke that you're making, but if any of them get to first base, it will be a triumph, is all I'm saying. It has not been going well for any of the girls.
Well, if it's 0-0 when they actually play, will they just call it a tie? You guys aren't going to go into extras where you end up like a 21-inning game because nobody can get on.
I'm pretty sure there is a time limit, but again, like, this is new territory for me. Like, this is the first, like, softball league that she's played in, so I have no idea.
Well, I've got something for you that I have a big idea about. It's BetMGM game day. If you want to get ready for week one in the NFL, we got a winning football Sunday starting right here on the BetMGM Network. You wake up with BetMGM game day. Joe O, Kate Constable, Jason Lock and Forrest setting the stage from 8 to 11 Eastern. Then it's the You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff featuring Nick Costas and Sammy P getting you ready for each and every single game, line movement, props, fantasy, you name it. It is covered right here on the BetMGM Network. And coming up next, right after us, of course, our good friends on BetSweat, Sammy P, Joe O, giving you their favorite plays for tonight's NFL opener between the Eagles and the Cowboys in Philly. Shea Irving will join at 10 o'clock. Then it's Ian Harditz at 10:20. And John Murray from the Superbook is along at 11:20. All right, so here we are. It's a Thursday, week one. It's finally here. Let's find out what is on the card tonight. All right, Chelsea, I know you have a ton of bets. Where are you going?
Yeah, best bet of the day is going to be in Thursday Night Football. Going to go with Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts under his passing attempts prop at 26.5 at minus 110. I feel like this is all according to game script. If you think the Eagles are going to run away with this game, do you think they're going to be airing it out through the air? No, they are taking advantage of the best rushing attack in all of football, especially against an Eagles or against a Cowboys defense that was one of the worst rush defenses in the entire NFL last season. So game script kind of matters here. Plus, you look at Jalen Hurts, especially if you looked at the last few games of the season, they really committed to the run. He went under this number of 26.5 in 12 games last season. I do not seeing this be a game where he has to go 28 of 32 to win a game. I think it's going to be one of those games where they are running the damn ball. So under 26.5 passing attempts for Jalen Hurts tonight in Thursday Night Football.
All right. I'm going to stick with baseball until I have a little more sample size on the NFL. But honestly, the real answer is that I'm just waiting for the weekend. Those have more of the games on the schedule that I like. I'm not a big props guy. I do like George Pickens. I'll throw it out there. Over 52.5 receiving yards. I think he's going to get a lot of run tonight because I expect the Cowboys to be playing from behind. However, I'm going to go baseball here. Brewers, Moneyline, afternoon baseball. Hosted the Phillies, she got a great pitching matchup, Ranger Suarez and Freddy Peralta. And Suarez hit a rough spot about three games ago, but he has gotten right. Been exceptional over his last three outings. Three earned, striking out 23 batters over 18 2/3. But Freddy Peralta is going for the Brew Crew, and he has been next level, white hot, 23 consecutive scoreless innings. He's done that against very good hitting teams like the Cubs, like the Blue Jays. That's why he's your National League Pitcher of the Month. The Phillies bats tend to go cold away from home as well. I shopped around. Really good price in Milwaukee. Let's go Brewers on the money line. Afternoon baseball, minus 125.
Yeah, I'm going to be on that game as well, but I'm going to be the first five under four runs. Believe in both these pitchers. You mentioned the run that Freddy Peralta's on. And also Ranger Suarez, one of the best pitchers in the Phillies staff and one of the best pitchers in all of baseball. And plus, this Phillies offense kind of falls off a cliff when they go on the road. They are a top five offense at home, but on the road, they're in like the 15 to 17 territory when it comes to overall ranking. So first five under four, Phillies Brewers. And then next, back to Thursday Night Football. Let's go with Saquon Barkley to break off a big run tonight. Going to go over his longest rush, 19.5 yards for minus 115. This number is on the move. So if you like it, you need to bet it now. But we knew that explosive runs were one of the things that Saquon did best last season. He hit this in 13 games last year, including the home matchup against the Cowboys. And again, the Cowboys' rush defense was one of the worst in the NFL. And I feel like it's really hard to stop Saquon Barkley in general. So I'm banking on that one big run from Saquon Barkley over his longest rush of 19.5.
All right, I got one more baseball bet on the card. I went back and forth as to whether I wanted to add this one, but I'm going to go for it. Dodgers at the Pirates, first five under 3.5. It's low. It's minus 125, but look at the pitching matchup that we have here. Blake Snell going up against Paul Skeens. Also, you can get the Pirates at even money, which I know sounds absolutely crazy. Pirates are going for the sweep in this series, which is wild, but can they get it with Paul Skeens? Absolutely. But I'm going to go first five under instead. When I saw this matchup yesterday, I thought, oh, God, this might be a three in the first half or first five. So I think 3.5 is something I'm absolutely going to take. I looked at four. It's minus 170 to the under. That's cost prohibitive. But Paul Skeens probably going to win the Cy Young Award, back to 9-9 on the season. So the Pirates have actually been delivering runs when he's on the mound. I don't think that happens today. Skeens has the lowest ERA in the National League, 2.05. He's allowed a total of three runs in his last 18 innings pitched. The Pirates, again, have won three straight of his appearances, but now they have to face Blake Snell, who has gotten healthy at just the right time for the Dodgers. Had a bad outing against Arizona last time. And by bad, I mean, three runs over 5 1/3 innings. He's sitting there with an ERA of 2.41, and the Pirates just don't hit anyway. So I think they regress to the mean today. I'm going to go first five under 3.5. It's minus 125 at BetMGM. There we go. Full card.
Ah, no football bets, Jenks. But I am excited to hear about your weekend football bets because it does sound like you do have some locked and loaded and ready to go for tomorrow's show.
Oh, man, I've been working on them during the show. I'm so excited. I just don't want to bet on tonight's game. I just want to kind of kick back and enjoy it, not sweat about it. Look, I know a lot of people are going to have action. And if you do, here's to you. Tip of the cap. Go for it. I understand it. But I'm going to wait a little bit. There's just some games I like better this weekend, so those will definitely be on the card. All right, before we bring in, I think it's Joe O today. Joe O, maybe? Over-under on Joe O? I mean, it's minus 110 both sides. We just don't know what's going to happen. But let's chat with the doctor first, and then we'll find... Oh, it's Sammy P today. Thank you, Double D. And we'll find out what's going on with the doctor first. All right, doctor, get on in here. Oh, he's ready to go today.
Does anyone want to shave my belly?
No.
It's been a while since I've had a haircut, and I could use a good grooming just in time for football season.
Doctor, all you do is hang around your barn and the studio.
That's not true. Have you taken a look at my social calendar over the next few months? Tonight it's football, brunch is on Sunday, and then next week it's a sleepover with PJ.
Oh, okay. Mm. Well, you do like PJ. We saw that a couple weeks ago. Do you have a bet for us before we get to Sammy P?
I do. Eagles minus 8.5 against Roger Staubach and the Cowboys.
Okay. Not great, as usual. But I'll tell you what is great when I see this handsome gent on my screen ready to pop up and talk to us. Of course, I'm talking about Sammy P. In fact, Sammy P, I was talking about your setup just a few minutes ago. Like, you look like you're in, you know what I mean? Like, you're in the crib. Like, I don't know, you're in the basement, the dungeon. What do you got here? Like, you're in the lab right now.
This is better than what you said last time. You said fourth grade. I look like I was about to teach fourth grade to my students.
That's right. Ah. Guys, they let's talk times me, tables.
Again, they told me this was a conference room. They lied.
I would have paid way more attention in middle school math if it was like tables of seven. And if it was like gambling related, though. All right, so I have to ask... Here comes somebody in there. I have to ask you about Thursday Night Football. 8.5 is a lot of points. Are you laying it with the Eagles?
No, I'd take it. I think anything north of 7.5 is good. There's this huge appetite because people believe that the Cowboys are going to just lay down and die. I think that's a big number, Chelsea. I think we get the Dak Prescott fireworks show tonight.
Ooh. I like that. Well, you know, I was going to maybe take a nap, but now I got you and about to teach a class here. I got you on maybe the Cowboys. I'm into bet sweats, Sammy P. I'm in. You ready for football? I know you are.
Oh, I've been ready, buddy. Been ready.
I know you are. Oh, man, this guy. He teaches class. He's at a community college. He's placing bets. That's why we tune into bet sweats. Sammy P, good to see you, buddy.
See ya.
That's going to do it for this edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea, I'm Jinx. Have a great day. Good luck on your bets and enjoy Thursday Night Football. We'll see you tomorrow.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.